All right. Well, Lee, let's bring on our next guest. It's always a pleasure to bring out our favorite person, who our favorite magazine and our favorite person, and that is Marta Montenegro, Sobe Fit Magazine's publisher, editor, and she is a superstar. She actually has her own collection of DVDs that are out there, too, and I want everybody to go get their whole series.
It's the Montenegro Method.
It's the Montenegro Method, MM21, Endurance, Strength, Power. This thing is awesome. It's really, really good. You got to go. You got to pick it up. Marta, welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you? I miss you so much.
Listen, Marta, we miss you so much, and it's killing us. It's killing us that you're in Miami and that we're here and that we can't see you on a weekly basis.
But we are excited the Dolphins are in training camp.
Oh, okay. I should come with a magazine, a weekly magazine, so that way I'll be in the show in a weekly basis.
That's right. There now, Marta, go. did you have any summer vacation? Did you travel anywhere on vacation anywhere?
No. I haven't taken a vacation. Like, I don't remember when was the last time I took a vacation. That's the unhealthy part of me.
Because
everyone needs a vacation, and I haven't taken anything. It's like a one project after another. But definitely, I encourage everyone to take a vacation.
Now,
do you
do any short little trips? Do you ever go like away for the weekend, like do a two day?
No, I haven't done that.
Really?
Like in a year? Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, it's been crazy, and the only trips that I make are work trips. So it doesn't work. I need a vacation.
Well, listen, Lee. Well, let's fly.
Maybe you can help.
Yes, we're gonna help you. We're gonna fly you to Atlanta. And we're gonna give you a little vacation here.
Okay, that's great.
Because
you guys will be great.
Well, no, the reason why I asked, Marta, is I wanted to find out, like, you know, with you, because I know that you work, you're very diligent about your workouts. You do your workouts. You spend a couple hours. When most people are sleeping, you're working mm-hmm. out, and you start your day very, very early in the morning, but you get your workouts extremely early in the morning. And I wanted to see if that changes, if you have to go away and do stuff. And have to travel.
Now you know it doesn't change.
Now I know it doesn't change.
No, it doesn't change. It's because I think it's so in me. It's like it's already my internal clock that no matter where I am, I get up at 2:45 in the morning with this energy, like nothing, and I just want to run, do my workout and everything. And I think that, I mean, that feeling that at 8 in the morning, it's like you have already like half of the day already gone.
Right.
Or something. I mean, I feel so good that no matter what, if I'm on vacation, I still do my things. Of course, it's important to take part of the vacation to switch something. So I always encourage people like running outside or doing a DVD or, I mean, bringing with you a fitness DVD, doing something different. And it's good because the body also needs a vacation. What I say is like just take a vacation, like a healthy and active vacation, and don't, you know, there are people who completely forget about exercise, fitness, or health and when they are on vacation. And you should take a vacation of your program, but it's just more like to mix it or finding another things to do. But keep being active, because otherwise when you come back, then you want to get the shape that you had in, you know, summer or your previous shape before traveling, and it's going to be harder.
Sure. Now, the new issue of Sobe Fit is out on stands right now.
Yes.
It is. We've got Dwayne Wade, and we have Serena Williams on the cover. I got to tell you, finally, Lee, they have a huge picture, a great article about the Carnegie Deli in here.
Yes.
And there's a picture
of
one of our favorite sandwiches. Finally, the corned beef sandwich gets a beautiful – I got to tell you, Marta, I cut this picture out. Because I can't even
look. It's your screensaver now, isn't it?
When I look at this picture, my mouth waters looking at it.
You can still eat it.
Right.
We are giving you tips to how to eat it.
Absolutely. You're giving tips on how to do that. And the other thing I really like, too, is in this new issue is that there's really good choices for snacks for football season that's coming up. And this is one thing that people don't realize and how good snacks are is the garbanzo beans, the chickpeas.
Yes.
How good they are. Yeah,
I mean,
and
you
can make them in many different ways. Obviously, you can make them in a hummus, and you can. And the thing I got that I didn't realize is that you can take them and actually put a little bit of olive oil on them, put mm-hmm. them in the oven. Mm-hmm. I've never done that before.
I've done it before, and that's great. But also, I mean, when you do like the hummus and everything, you put it like on a loaf of bread. But there are so many things that you can do for your burgers. You can mix it in your burgers, so that way you take a little bit of the beef out or the and make it healthier.
Right.
So there are tons of things that you can do with garbanzo beans, and it's like we wanted to show you different things that you can select as a snacks when you're watching football, but at the same time just having fun and having these snacks, but having healthy snacks, so you can still watch the games and eat and not necessarily gaining weight.
Yeah, no, that sounds wonderful. It sounds really good. And also, I saw that there was a recipe too in here for making your own the SobeFit energy bar. Like, there's a whole bunch of different energy bars out there, but that you have a recipe for making your own bar, which it sounds really easy to do. And the thing, every time I open up the magazine and I go to look at something I always say I have to eat this thing right away. It's so good. The pictures that you guys make, we've got some good friends over at Eating Well magazine, and they do a wonderful job of taking pictures of their stuff. But you guys, you guys are just amazing at setting up.
Yeah.
The photography is just insane.
Well, and we want to show that it's real. I mean, it's like you can eat healthy, and it's great what you're going to eat, And we understand that visually is the first thing, like you eat first with your eyes.
Yes.
Well, that's the first thing. So people associate like healthy food with not necessarily looking good. But as you can see, it looks great, and it tastes great, and it's healthy.
Yeah.
Now, on the cover, it says that you can burn 1,164 calories today. Now,
yes,
that's
if
the
you
fat
do the
cut.
Workout that we have there.
Oh, it didn't mention that.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't mention that. You just saw it.
I thought if you just
you
read
that.
Marta,
you just saw it, read it, and that's
I see that, Marta. The fat guy is always trying to get out of working out.
I thought he can read it every day.
Actually, it's an stamp, so you can take it, just put it on you, and that's all.
That's
what you need.
That's what it said. Just saying.
I'm sorry. I mean, we didn't want to, miscommunicate anything.
That's right. That's right. So how would I burn some of those 1,100 calories? What would I have to be doing?
Well, you have to do the all-inclusive routine, which is a complete full workout, and that's all. It's not that complicated.
I think he's got to break open the DVD. It's not like you don't have the MM21 workouts.
Well, with the MM21, you can burn tons of calories. It says everything. Just do it every day. Just do a little bit of something every day. And I'm so excited to hear that you're going to have your book coming
out.
Yeah,
absolutely. Marta, we're going to send you a copy. Matter of fact,
she's in the book.
Marta, you're
exactly
in the book. You're
say,
in the book.
Okay.
You're actually
am
in
I
our
not
book.
In the book or you just
no, you're in the book. And it talks a lot about your childhood growing up and how you remained, how you stayed active as a child as well. And we asked some of our really close friends to contribute, and you did. And it's in the book as well. And it'll be out hopefully next week, and we are going to send you a copy.
Yes,
and,
I'm looking forward.
We can't wait to get out there, and hopefully we'll be down in Miami promoting our book at some place, somewhere across.
There's some event in November.
Is there?
Isn't there? Marta?
Well, we can always do something together, and we can promote it. Definitely.
Oh, no. He's talking about your
– In Miami, there's an event.
Aren't you guys
it's in
doing
the magazine,
a,
I read.
A 5K? Is it a 5K
going
on?
Yeah, we have the 5K in February.
February.
And today we have an event at Doral Spa. It's more toward skincare and yoga, and so hanging out with us and having – a little bit of healthy tips on everything, so it'll be great.
Yeah, that's great. There's always wonderful things to do, and the other thing too about Marta about the magazine that people don't realize, the thing that's always catches me is just the small one page things and the highlights that you put into the sections. Like for me, it's about the article you had about the soluble fiber and how you talk about the insoluble versus the soluble fiber, and you give examples of it, and you do it in a clear, concise manner where in one page you've got the skinny on that information. And I love that you have those little areas that are highlighted that you can go, oh, that's the important part. I make sure I need to know that.
Yeah, I'm the one who highlighted, and I'm the one who, worried to make sure that you get at least the most important thing from that article. And if it takes your attention and then you want to read the full article, that's great. But if you just want to, get one tip now, at least you read that and you have something to do now. And that's my whole idea is, like, everyone can read something but at the same time can do it. Because it's like we want to move people and I want to move people and I want to make them, move and making the right decision. So at least they read something and that they can put it on practice right away.
Now, Marty, do you have any events that's coming up for you personally, any events that you want to take place, any marathons or any, like, endurance things that you're thinking about doing in the future?
Anything? Well, right now I'm doing a lot. I resume my tennis classes and my ballroom classes. So, dancing.
And you're playing tennis.
Mixed martial arts, running and lifting weights.
Whoa, so, that's a full-time job. That whole workout routine is a full-time job.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. Well, so now, do you play when you play your tennis? Is it recreational, or you're playing tournaments now too? Is it just?
I just started again.
Are you playing with Rafa? Are you playing with my other friend Rafa Nadal?
Yeah, I'm planning to fly to New York next week, which is the U.S. Open, and so I'm going to hang out with Rafa and play some tennis with him.
Oh, nice.
So maybe
she's helping him train for the tournament.
Maybe I can beat him.
Now are you hanging out with all your friends there? Are you hanging out with Carlos Moya and Feliciano Lopez?
Feliciano and Verdasco.
Verdasco?
Hopefully I'll meet them next week.
God, how do I get into that crowd? I want to get in that crowd.
I mean, just show up there.
Yes.
All the Spanish players, this is so funny. All the Spanish players, they're all very close. They're competitive, but yet they still treat each other like family.
Yes.
The Americans are not like that.
They hang out and they're on the same table. And yes, they compete to each other, but they hang out. They keep that friendship, which is great.
Yeah, no, that's great. There's also – we also were looking through the magazine. It looks like there's a fitness and wellness conference in November in Miami Beach. Are you going to be attending that as well?
We're going to be there. The Montenegro Method is going to be there. So it's great for everyone to join and stop by and
see the Montenegro
and
Method.
The DVD and everything. Yes.
Now tell us a little bit about the DVD. Is the best place for people to get it? Is it at your website?
It's the MontenegroMethod.com or SolidFitMagazine.com, and in here you'll have a click to go to the MontenegroMethod.com.
I got you. Now, do you see yourself doing more DVDs in the future? Anything coming out?
Yes, I mean, there are many things, in the pipeline, and we have a book, maybe, coming out next year. Another DVD. Yeah, I'm just planning, like, you have your book first, and then I'll have mine. So that way we don't compete, at the same time.
Well, listen, we know yours is going to be much better than ours, that's for sure.
Yes, sure.
It'll be much better.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I just want to make sure that you included me and that I include you in my book.
Now, also in the DVDs as well, don't you have – there's a diet guide that comes with it too?
Yes, there's a diet guide that I wrote like 3 months ago, and we just put it now with the DVD, and it's the MM21 diet guide. Very healthy diet, but very tasteful and easy to follow. And it's 21 days, the same thing with the DVD, 21 days, 21 minutes, and then you have the diet and other tips, like more than 50 tips that I'm giving people, like to just minor things that you can do, minor changes that you can implement right now to help you achieve your goal.
Marta, if there's one thing you can tell our listeners about working out, one of the things that people fail to do when they're working out that causes them to fail and give up working out, is there one particular thing that stands out in your mind that you can – a tip that you can tell our listeners on how not to lose that compliance and to stay active for the rest of your life?
I think that from my experiences, people get stuck on doing something and of course, you get bored and you get frustrated when you don't see any other changes, but because people don't know how to change, or they find one thing and then they just want to repeat it and repeat it. And of course, if you don't change it, you are not going to get any other benefit. You're going to feel frustrated and you're going to drop off. That's one thing. And the other thing is, people want to make decisions like, on Monday, I'm going to change my whole life.
Right.
And then, of course, by Tuesday, you didn't change anything, and by Wednesday, you just drop
right.
off. That's the other thing. And I always say, just stick with something, one change at a time, and then once you see 3 weeks after that change, you see that that change lives with you, and it's become a habit, then add another change. And in regards to your routine, there are plenty of things that you can do to mix it up, but make sure that you mix it up. I mean, it's so easy just to go there and walk 20 minutes or whatever and get the same cardiovascular machine, the same weights, the same class. But look for help, or there are so many outlets there now, and that DVDs, classes, personal trainers, websites, so many things that you can do, magazines like us that you can read and you can use one. Just try to incorporate one, two things to whatever you're doing, and that's already a change.
Well, Marta, you are a true inspiration. The new issue, Sobe Fit, check it out. It is Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's favorite magazine of all time. There's nothing else better than Sobe Fit magazine. Also, if you go into the magazine, page 45, look at the three DVD series, the MM21 Endurance Strength and Power. If you put the promo code WADE in, you have an offer to get them for $29.98. This is a great deal. All three of them. Fantastic stuff. And if you go to the montenegromethod.com, that's where you can get that as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
Awesome. You are our favorite, Marta. Always a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much. I miss you guys.
We miss you too.
Send me the book.
Absolutely, and we'll see you next month as well. Take care.
Thank you so much.
All right. Send our love to everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Marta Montenegro. Check her out at themontenegromethod.com. Check out the new issue of Sobe Fit magazine as well. And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. I have to stop and look at it again because I don't know how to pronounce it. It's always very difficult to pronounce it.
The title
is crazy. And the other thing, too, is when you go to our site, become one of our Facebook fans. Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Facebook page. Go check it out.
Begging for fans.
Go to our fans. You'll see pictures of us. You'll see you'll see the fat guy with that huge donut. Remember we went to Omaha?
That was awesome.
That was a big donut,
man,
like a man versus food donut size thing over there.
I have fond memories of that donut.
That was really good, huh?
Was it
the size
huge.
Of the donut that was good?
It was huge. It was freakishly large.
It was a large donut. Yes, that was true.